Amen. Good to see you tonight. If you got your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Bible says this, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." Amen. "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." As Paul's writing to the Corinthians here, and he's getting pretty straightforward with them now. And he, in 1 Corinthians 5, he says, you know what? He said, church today, some fornication in the church, and you're just letting it go on. He said, this is fornication. It's not even been mentioned in the Gentiles. Oh, lost sinners, amen, don't even do this kind of stuff. He said, and you've got stuff like this in the church. And he said, you're not mourning, you're not weeping about it, but you're puffed up because everybody's talking about you. But they're talking in the wrong direction. What they were saying wasn't good, and it was absolutely not complimentary. Amen? They was talking about how the church wasn't much different from the world. Amen? So Paul's laying it out here. Even the point, he said, that we need to turn such a one over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the Spirit may save you in the day of the Lord. Amen. So he said, what we need to do is look at this thing and realize where God would have us to be. And amen, we can't just wink at stuff like we used to and just let things go. He said, there comes a time when we have to look at and evaluate things in our lives and see just where we're at. If we ain't careful, we get caught and we just go with the flow. Amen. We can't just go with the flow in the day and hour we live because the flow's going the wrong direction. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to preach for just a minute tonight, if God will be my help. The river of life flows toward holiness. Amen. The river of life flows toward holiness. Amen. The Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So we see here when he's speaking to them, he said, you know what? He said, if we ain't careful, we get out of the will of God and we get away from the things of God and we don't even treat the people of God the way we ought to treat them. He says here, he goes back in the first part of this chapter and he says, dare any of you having a matter against another to go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. He said, you are going to law before people that are unsaved. And taking people that are saints or saved people before an old unsaved world. And he said, God's people ought to be bigger than that. Amen? He said, we shouldn't have to take each other to court to try to settle things, praise God. God's big enough to help us to settle any disputes that we have. And we ought to be big enough in Him, amen, to go before God and ask God to help us in this matter. He goes on and says, do you know that the saints shall judge the world? Amen. He said, there's coming a day and time that God's people are actually going to judge this world. Amen. We're going to stand and judge this what takes place here in this world. He said, if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? We ought to be able to look at the matters of right and wrong and decide with the help of the Lord which way we need to go. We're living a day and an hour that the world will say, well, it doesn't really matter. Amen? But I want to say it does matter. It matters to God and ought to matter to me and you. Because we ought to desire to go in the way of godliness, in the way of holiness. Our river of life ought to be flowing toward holiness, trying to be better day by day with the help of the Lord. Amen? I don't believe there's anybody that says, well, I'd like to be worse off. I'd like to be more of an old sinner tomorrow than I am today. I don't believe that'd be a desire of anybody's heart. But I believe we ought to have a desire in our heart, praise God, to be more like Him, like the Lord Jesus Christ, day by day. And if we settle in our heart that we won't settle for anything less, praise God, He said we'll be able to deal with these little matters, the little peddly things. But you know what? If we ain't careful, we get like that when it's got that chip on our shoulder and they're looking, they're going around like this, wanting somebody to knock it off so that they can puff up and pout and most time get out. Amen. A child of God ain't looking to get out, praise God. We're looking, Brother Scott, to get in. Amen. We're looking for a day and time, just a little while. We're going to go to glory, praise God. We're going to be with the Lord, be with all the saints of God, and we're practicing up for that great homecoming over there. Amen. Getting better farther on. He goes on and says, know ye not that we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life? He said, one day we're going to judge angels. Can you imagine that? Look at Isaiah chapter 24. Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 21. And he said, "It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth." Amen? So he said, "It's coming a day of punishment when the saints are going to judge high things. We're going to judge the prince and power of this present world." Amen? That he tells us about, that he tells us we need to armor ourselves against in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 13. He said, "He's a prince and a power in this present world, and a host of, and authorities in heaven." Amen. But one day we're going to judge that rascal. Amen. Glory be, I'd have to think about that. I'm looking forward today that I can be part of that judgment of the old devil and his crowd. I can look on him and offer a testimony just exactly how sorry Noah County is. Amen. But the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 21, that Revelation chapter 21, he says in verse 9, he says, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven seals full of the seven last plagues, and talked to me, said, 'Come here, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.' And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and a high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God." Amen? So he says, "Hey, listen, I want to show you where the bride's going to live. So I want to show you the bride's house, praise God." And he takes him up and he shows him a great and a marvelous place. Amen. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1, he said, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants," now watch this, "shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light." And now watch this, "and they shall reign forever and ever." Amen. He said, who's that? That's me and you, praise God. We're going to reign forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to reign and rule with Him. We're going to have judgment with Him. Amen. He said, "Why?" He said, "We can't judge these little things, but praise God." He said, "One of these days, we're going to judge big things." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "How much more things are pertaining to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church." Now, I think this is just a little bit of sarcasm from Paul here. I see it in my mind's eye. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "If you're so puffed up that you can't even judge these little things," he said, "get those little ones that's least esteemed." Amen. Just bypass all those that's puffed up and those that won't, don't want to see what's going on. And said, let those that's of low esteem step up and do the work. They ain't afraid to do it. Praise, hey, they just got in. They don't care, praise God. They'll say, you know what? What God says and what you're doing is wrong. Amen. Have you ever heard the saying, out of the mouth of babes comes a perfect praise? Amen. Hey, listen, praise God. These little ones in Christ, amen. They want the truth and they want to stand upon the truth. Now, they ain't got to the point of most of us yet where we've become complacent in our religion. Amen. And we just went, well, now we're just going to go ahead and go with the flow. But I will say the river of life, praise God, it flows towards holiness tonight. And if we're going, if we're flowing in any other direction, we're flowing outside of the will of God. Amen. Now I know the French Broad River, do you know the French Broad River flows north? Amen. The French Broad River flows north. It's one of just a couple of rivers in the world that flow north. And you could say, well, you know what? The French Broad River flows north. But you say, wait a minute. There's places where the French Broad River goes in a different direction. Now, there's places where it may flow southwest or northeast. But praise God, when it's all said and done, praise God, it flows north. Amen. There's no argument. But praise God, what God is telling us here, praise the Lord, He said, hey, listen, they may be little injunctions in our life, amen, it would try to dissuade us and take us and flow us in a different direction, but praise God, with the help of the Lord, we need to stay with the flow. Amen. That flow, praise God, that flow of life, that flow of holiness, praise God, that God designed this thing to flow in. Amen. Praise God. He says, I speak of your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. The brethren goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Paul says, I can't believe this. He said, there's not anybody that could sit down with you and say, let's work this out in a godly manner. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I just can't get along with them. I ain't about to fix it. Amen? Well, that's what unbelievers do. But if we're believers, praise God, we realize that we don't have to fix it. We've got an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus, praise God, that'll fix it for us. He'll come alongside, praise God, and love us and help us to love them. And next thing you know, glory to God, you're loving on one another's neck, and that's all behind you. Amen. He said, these little small matters, praise the Lord. Do they matter? Yeah, they matter. Bless His holy name. He said, now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you because you go to law one with the other. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Amen. He said, in other words, what it says is, he said, sometimes what we got to do is just appeal to a higher court. Amen. You hear me? Sometimes we just have to say, you know what, God? I'm just going to take the wrong. I'm going to put it in your hand. I'm going to ask you, God, you just take charge of this. I'm going to appeal to a higher court. Said, there's no farmer one time. A preacher told me several years ago, and now coming back to mind, it's old atheist. And he said, well, preacher, you know, if that God of yours, if he's real, you know, I should be able to see him. And he kept on with the old preacher, and the old preacher walked down. So the old atheist figured he'd get the old preacher good. So he said, I'll just prove this God. Amen. So what he did, he went out there and he plowed up his field on Sunday. Amen. When God, he cultivated and he hooked her up and he cultivated her out, smoothed her on Sunday. He laid that thing off on Sunday. He planted his field on Sunday. Everything he done that year, he done it on Sunday. The old preacher walked by on his way to church. Praise God, he'd see him working in the field. He made sure the preacher seen him. He'd holler, whoa, hey, preacher! Make sure he seen him working on Sunday. Amen. And he done that, rocked on through. He'd go out there, he fertilized it on Sunday. He hoed it on Sunday. Amen. And when it come time to put his crop up, glory be to God, that fall, he put her up on Sunday. A few days later, an old preacher come down the road. He said, hey, preacher! Need to talk to you a minute. He said, what do you think about this God of yours? He said, I done all it. And he went through the whole spell, told him all he'd done. Preacher already knows that. He said, I done every bit of her on Sunday. And when it come October and it come time to do the harvest, he said, I done her on Sunday and God ain't done nothing about it. What do you think about that? The old preacher never missed a beat. Looked between beak and bill, said he's not only the God in October, but he's God in the rest of the months too. Amen. You know what he is to say? He said, there's a payday coming someday. Amen. God will not be mocked. Praise God. But if we just love the Lord, praise God, willing to just do what he has to do, praise God, he'll work out the end result. Amen. There's so much I can't fix. Oh, Lord, I'd like to. There's so many lives I'd like to fix. I'd like to lay hands on, but I can't fix them. But praise God, I can ask the Lord, I can seek His face and live right and godly and pray and seek God's face on their behalf and God will do the work. Amen. That's all that matters anyway. What God does, I can't do nothing, but He can. What do you say? I said, I appeal to a higher power. Amen. Praise God. He said, nay, you do wrong and defraud and that's your brother. Amen. As you do wrong, you get things that you shouldn't, don't even deserve, and you do it to your brother. He said, there ain't nothing right about that. And then he goes on in the text tonight, and he says, no, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? So Paul said, you know what? He said, and having said all that and showed you all this, he said, let me just put it bluntly. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? He said, the unrighteous, those that's not right with God, they're not going. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. They're going to miss out. Amen? But praise God, tonight I'm glad I'm not going to miss out. You say, well, preacher, why would they miss out? Because the Bible goes on to say, he said, be not deceived. Now that word, be not deceived means not, he said, it means not to go astray. Amen? He said, don't be caught going astray. Don't wander from the Lord. Don't wander away from what you know, what'll help you, what'll encourage you, what'll bring you along. See, I believe what happens, deception is something that the devil uses, praise God, to draw our mind away from the things of God. Amen. To cause our mind to go astray. And guess what? Where your mind goes, your heart's apt to follow. Amen. Where your mind goes, your heart's apt to follow. So we have to be careful tonight where we allow our mind to go. Because the heart won't be far behind it. Amen? So if we settle on godliness, and this river of life that should always, that we're living, should continually be flowing toward holiness. Amen? So he said, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Now notice what he's saying here. The deception that he's talking here is self-deception. Amen? If we ain't very careful, we're self-deceiving. When we begin to believe that there's anything besides God, and there's any other way besides godliness and holiness in the Lord, and it would be our absolute guide to try to go towards holiness in the Lord. Nothing else, it won't work. Amen? So if we set our sights on absolute holiness, and then we come short, praise God, at least we won't come short so much. Praise the Lord. But when we got our sights fixed on holiness, trying to be holy, because He is holy, praise God, He'll help us along this way. It'll keep us out of these things. He said, don't be sick, don't be caught going astray or wandering after these things. Amen. And He begins to speak of some of these things, these personal sins. Fornication. Amen. Now, he said, that's sexual sin. Nor adulterers, that's spiritual sin. Nor adulterers, that's social sin. Amen. It just catches you and it draws you away. But he said, nor effeminate. Amen. That's sin against the norm. That's sin that goes against that's normal. That's the kind of sin they used to have in San Francisco. Hello? You hear me? That used to be the kind of sin, let me say it again, that used to be the kind of sin they had in San Francisco. Where men would dress up like women, paint themselves up, and walk down the street and just act like women. That's what that effeminate is. Amen? But he said, then they go beyond that, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Now this is a sin that goes against nature. This is where they come out and say, look at me. Amen? It's just wickedness in the eyes of God. And he said, it's deception that brings us to this point. And he said, these kind of people will not see the kingdom of God. They're going to miss heaven. Amen. Now watch. Watch what he says. He says, nor thieves, nor covetous. Now this thieving is an outward act. It's what we, that's what when we get deceived, amen, it takes us in, and it's an outward act that we actually perform. I tell you what, I despise a thief. You can't trust them. Amen, if you lay something down, it might not be there when you get back. As a matter of fact, if you lock it up, they might get in there and get it. We're living in wicked times. Why? Because there's thieves. It's outward acts that people's doing, amen. They don't care. But he also says not only are they outward act, but he said they're nor covetousness. That's that inward attitude that we have about it. Amen? We want it so we just get it. An outward act, praise God, and it's because it leads up to that inward attitude. It's there, so I'm just going to get it. I don't care what you think. That's the world we're living in today. Can you see this? It wasn't much different then. I'll guess the way it is now. Amen? Because the Word of God had me shed abroad. Praise God. But when the Word of God began to shed abroad, things begin to be different. Amen. He said, nor thieves, nor covetous. He said, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. Amen. He said, these things that you no longer have control over. Amen. They no longer have control over their drunkenness. They no longer have control over their reviling. They no longer have control over their extortion. Amen. Why? Because if you can get over drunkenness, a drunkard gives over his will. Amen. A reviler gives over his words. Amen. And then he said that extortioner gives over his ways. So when we give over our will and our words and our ways, praise God, what? We're in total deception. Can you see where we're at today? I pray all the time, please remember the deceived. Because they've been given over, praise God. They don't even realize it. That's why a person can have a person that dies right in front of them from overdose of drugs. And just a few weeks, a few days, a few months down the road, they die too. They're deceived. Their mind don't comprehend that this can happen to them also. Why? Because they've been deceived. God says, but don't be deceived. He said, these kind of people that's deceived like this, he said, they'll not make it to heaven. Why? Because they're lost. They're unrighteous. Amen. He said, none of these people shall inherit the kingdom of God. He said, they're going to miss heaven. He said, well, preacher, I know a whole lot of people like that. Well, they're lost. They're going to miss heaven. Oh, well, now, preacher, this fellow told me today, now, preacher, you shouldn't be so judgmental. You don't know those people's heart. The Bible, hey, I'm not their judge, but praise God, I can tell by the fruit they're bearing. They're lost. Amen. When a child of God does something that's ungodly, that's unrighteous, amen, God, the Holy Ghost speaks in your heart. He chases you, praise God, to get you back on track. And if they continue running off track and running off track and running off track, there's no God in them. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God dwells in you. He said, then you're not, if He don't dwell in you, then you're none of His. Amen. But if you're the Holy Ghost of God in you, praise God, He'll bring you back on track. Amen. He will. He does. That's what He does. Bless His holy name. A river flows towards holiness. Our river of life should continue to be flowing toward holiness. Amen. We should check it up. Praise God. If we start running amok, well, glory be to God, we ought to check up. Amen. Our river of life, praise God, our lives ought to be flowing toward holiness every day. Trying to be more holy. Trying to be more Christ-like in our walk. Amen. Praying and seeking God's face to help us. Paul goes on and tells them this. He says, and such were some of you. Amen. Now watch this. He's talking about what had been. Amen. He said, such were some of you. He said, it has been that way in your life. These are situations. Deception has been in your life. You've been deceived before. Amen. He said, but the light's been turned on, glory be to God. You're not walking in darkness no more. I see, that's where we mess up. We realize, praise God, that we're not children of the dark no more. We're children of light. The light's been turned on, praise God, so we don't wander in the dark. Amen. People that's deceived wander because they're wandering around. They're trying to find their way in the dark. But praise God, those that's been born again, those that's right with God, amen, we're walking in the marvelous light, Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and we won't be as easily deceived. When the old devil tries to deceive us, praise God, it won't take us but just a few minutes to realize the deception because of his deceiving ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. God helps us. He said, such were some of you. Amen. But ye are washed. Praise God. So you see what took place here. Amen. Hey, what Paul is saying here, he said, you know what? He said, these are such kind of people that you'd expect to find in the world. Amen. He's deceived people. He said, the kind that you expect to find in the world. Amen. But he said, these are not the kind of people that you'd expect to find in the house of God. Amen. Oh me. Paul says, it's not the kind of people that you want to sit on a pew with. Amen. He said, because they've been changed. Amen. He said, you've been washed, you've been saved, you've been born again. If you've got a birth from above, praise God, you're not that person that you used to be. Amen. So Brother Bill would say, without a change, there's no chance. Amen. Amen. There's got to be a change in your heart. You say, well, preacher, you're supposed to be perfect now. No, but we're supposed to strive for perfection. We're supposed to work for perfection. We're supposed to try to live for perfection in an imperfect world. Amen. But God will help us. How? He said, but ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. Amen. That's that being set apart. See, what bothers me for the church folks today, there's not a whole lot of folks that act like they're set apart. They don't act like they want to live different. Amen. We just, like I said before, we're just going along with the flow, and the flow's taking us down the wrong river. Amen. But praise God, if we've got God in our heart, amen, we've been saved, we've been sanctified, amen, we've been set apart for the good glory of God, amen, we're not ashamed of it, and we continue to go with that flow, praise God, of holiness. Amen. It gets better farther on, praise God. Amen. Bubbles up in my soul, one day I'm going to see Jesus. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So see what happens here. He said, and such were some of you, but He said they've been sanctified. He said they've been washed, you've been sanctified, you've been justified. He said there's been a transformation process take place. Amen. Did you hear me? A transformation process. Been transformed, amen, by the regeneration of the soul, praise God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Make us into a new creature in Him. How do you do it? Well, because of repentance, amen. Glory to God. We repent of them old God, ungodly things that we used to do, and we ask the Lord to help us. What does He do? He transforms us. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. I was going to start at verse 11, but this is all one big sentence. Let's go back to 9. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's what makes you strong in the Lord. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in all good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. How many of us are increasing in the knowledge of God? You have that desire to know more about Him. Because you know more about Him, the more He can help you. Verse 11 says, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Oh my goodness, it's not a burden to be a child of God. Amen. It's a joy, praise God, to have Jesus on your side. Praise God. To know that you're on the winning side, glory to God. Amen. He said, giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Been moved out of the darkness, put in the light, praise God, and just going with God. Praise the Lord. It don't get no better than that. See, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, the devil, out of the devil's hand, and hath translated us or transformed us, amen, translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So what we do, he said, you were like this, but praise God, you repented, asked God to forgive you of that mess, to transform you out of that mess, to put you in a different state, a state of mind, a state of body, a state of living, praise God. He said, you've been transformed. He said, now you're being filled, continuously filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. I think that's what we're missing. We're missing the Spirit of God. Amen, praise God. We don't want to realize that we are His. And He wants to fill us and help us, encourage us. But I think sometimes we sit there like a bump on a log and say, well, bless me if you can. Amen. But when we come in excited, say, oh God, I'm looking for You to bless me again, praise God. Not bless me if you can, but bless me again, Lord. Amen. They said, that's what takes place. He said, you were. He said, you had been. He said, but now you are. I like that. Praise God. He said, you had been in this place. You were such as these. But He said, now you are a child of the King. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you've been sanctified and you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, because of that name. There's no greater name given among men whereby you must be saved than the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, because of that name and the power of that name, He said, you've been justified. You know what that means tonight? That means glory be to God. When we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we've been made right.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. There's no more wrong in us, glory to God. We've been made right. And if we've been made right, we've been made righteous. Praise God. Not as works that we have done, but what He has done. It. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying about our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and Him alone. Amen. Every day leaning not upon our own understanding, but leaning upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That blessed name above all names, praise God, whom we may be saved. The justifier of men, to make us just as if we had never sinned. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, that blesses my heart. I know I'm an old sinner exceeding, but praise God, He saved me by His marvelous grace. Washed me at the regenerating power of God. Amen. Sanctified me and justified me, praise the Lord. Just as if I'd never done all them old ungodly things I did. Cast them in the sea of His forgetfulness. Never to remember against me no more. What a God we have in that. Praise God. He loves us. Praise God. Did that for me. But Scott, He did it for you. Praise God. Cast away our sin. Paul said, hey, this is the way you used to be. This is the way we were. This is the way you have been. He said, but now you are a child of the King. Amen. Praise God. He said, now. He said, your river of life is flowing toward holiness. Amen. Praise God. I say, flow on toward holiness tonight. Praise God. There's nothing like being a child of God. Amen. Praise God. And it just gets better and better farther on. Bless His holy name. He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, that's where the power comes from. Amen. Through the name of the Lord Jesus, pray, believing and trusting that name. He said, then the power of God comes down. I don't know about you, but that excites me. Because that means He's not holding nothing back. But that God of glory, God Almighty, Jehovah God, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, God. Amen. Is unleashing all His power upon us through His Spirit to increase us and to help us and encourage us, praise God, all the way. So He said, be ye holy for I am holy. He said, you know how you can do that? Because I'm going to help you. He said, I'm here, praise God, to be the power and the force in that. Amen. Paul goes on, he says, there's a whole lot of things that's expedient for me. Amen. That I could be doing. He said, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. Amen. He said, there's a whole lot of things that I could be doing. He said, but praise God, it wouldn't bring glory to God. Hey, he said, there's a lot of things, a lot of different directions I could go, but said they wouldn't bring glory to God. He said, there's a lot of different ways I could travel, but he said, they wouldn't bring glory to God. And he said, since God has done all this for me, I'm just going to stay with God. Amen. I'm just going to keep flowing toward holiness. Praise God, expecting till I come. Amen. He said, but I will not be brought under the power of any. He said, because there's already a power that's overshadowing me. I want to say there's already a power that's overshadowing you. That's that power that when you start to go, son, Brother David, gets in the car with you, loads up with you, praise God, goes with you, empowers you. Amen. It gives you the strength that you need day by day. Amen. To just keep fighting that good fight of faith. Praise God. Keep that river of life flowing in the flow of holiness. Amen. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be found wanting when I stand before the Lord. I want to do like old Paul. I want to finish my course. And I want to finish it well. I want to be found pleasing to the Lord. I want Him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. See, the Lord didn't say, well done, thy perfect servant. That well done, thou servant that tried to do you best. He said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I'm telling you what, faithfulness is going to go a long ways now of God. Faithfulness. I mean, everything. Even when He gave the fellows the talents, and told God, amen, it was faithfulness that got the work done. Faithfulness that gave the increase. Amen. There's going to be a great reward for faithfulness. If we just stay faithful to the Lord, that river of life, it'll keep flowing toward holiness. Amen. It'll get better and better. Glory be to God till we finally get over to Revelation 23 and we see that beautiful river of life. Amen. See, I told you we was going somewhere. That beautiful river of life, and we'll go flowing right on in. Whew. Praise be to God. Won't that be something? Glory be to God into the presence of holiness. Amen. So that's why we need to have a holy life. That's why we need to have that river of life, and it needs to keep flowing towards holiness. Now listen, there's not none of us there yet. None of us have achieved greatness, holiness, perfectness, but praise God, as we stay faithful with the Lord and keep striving. Amen. The Lord will keep helping us and empowering us. Paul said, hey, praise God, it's through the Lord Jesus, the name of the Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ and the power and the Spirit of God. He said, we'll attain one day unto holiness. And boy, what a time that's going to be. But we got to just keep our river of life flowing towards holiness. Amen. The holiness of God. And one day we'll attain. One day we'll enter in. And glory be to God, what a time that'll be. And I guarantee you, listen, I guarantee you, if we try to live holy for God the rest of the days of our life, praise God, I guarantee you, when it's all said and done, Brother Robert, you won't have one regret.